Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from my home near Branson, Missouri, overlooking beautiful Lake Bull Shoals. We're talking about what time is it? And actually, we're offering at the end of this broadcast a free CD with the title, What Time Is It?, that I spoke at Kenneth Copeland's Minister's Conference January 2013, when the Lord particularly dealt with me to do so. We saw yesterday that God is not a creature of time. He inhabits eternity, as it says in Isaiah 57:15. Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place. We also saw yesterday that God cut out a piece of eternity, measured it out, and called it time for his dealings with man. Now, God, to deal with time, we have a clock and we have a calendar. God has a calendar. God's calendar is not the Gregorian calendar. He does not go by the Gregorian calendar that we go by. This calendar is called Gregorian because it was ordered by Pope Gregory in the year 1592. Now, let's just say that it's been like 6,000 years since Adam. I myself believe the earth is much older, whatever science needs, but 6,000 years since Adam. So you can see that 1,500 years at the last is not very long for a calendar. This calendar was ordered by Pope Gregory to replace the Julian calendar. They wanted a calendar that was more, that would put more Easter more at the right time, and they wanted a calendar to date things from the birth of Christ. The calendar, though, that they developed, the Gregorian calendar, is off from 3 to 6 years. We know that King Herod died in somewhere between 3 and 6 BC. People have different ideas. Some say 3 BC, some 4. But it's off at least 3 to 6 years. Why do we know that it's off? Because the counting from Christ's birth, which they attempted to do, did not take into account the death of Herod. They have Herod dying before Jesus was born, and we know that Herod ordered the boy babies killed. They just didn't have the information that we have today, and so we do know that that calendar is off. So God does not go by their by our calendar, the Gregorian calendar. How do we know this another way? I was just amazed at how crazy the world went when the calendar turned to the year 2000. I knew that it meant absolutely nothing, because God doesn't go by that calendar. That it was turning to 2000 meant nothing to him. There might have been some glitches in the computer, but there certainly was nothing that was going to happen, and prophets were prophesying all kinds of things. And I thought, oh, people, God doesn't even go by this calendar. Here's another thing. New Year's Day on God's calendar is not January 1st. Well, what about all of this? You know, people seek God and they hear things. And God told me this about this year. I'm sure he does. Because men seek him. When men seek God, God answers them. And for us, we think of a new year, and churches pray all night, and people go away and pray, and God tells them things. He would tell you things if you would go on July 17th and pray all day, if churches would call all night prayer meetings and everybody would go apart and seek God. He would tell you things even for a year if you ask him till next July 17, because God deals with us in that way. And he knows that we go by the calendar, but God does not. He does not go. God does not go by the calendars of man. God has a calendar with his dealings and of his dealings with man on earth. He has certain dates on that calendar that he has circled, and those dates are called moeds. You might want to write that down, M-O-E-D. That's the Hebrew word for appointed times. God has a calendar. It's not the Jewish calendar. It's not the Hebrew calendar. It's the God calendar. And on that calendar, he has some things that he calls my moeds, my appointed times. When I was a little girl, I used to circle Christmas, or I might circle my birthday. and I would count off the days until that. God has circled dates on his times, appointed times, moeds, fixed times, moeds. The first time we see this book, this word in the Bible is in the book of beginnings. It's in Genesis 1:14. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to determine the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." Verse 16, God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. Now he said of these, "Let them be for signs." We're talking about signs. "And for seasons and for days and years." Days and years, of course, have to do with time. So the sun and the moon have to do with time. That word seasons, translated in the King James Bible, that he made these greater light and the lesser light for signs and for seasons, that word seasons is the Hebrew word moed, M-O-E-D. God put the sun and the moon in the sky, and he uses them for moeds, M-O-E-D, fixed times, appointed times. I was reading in my Bible, and I know I had read this many times, but I just noticed it the other day, because no telling how many times I've read Psalm 104. But in the 19th verse, it says, "He appointed the moon for seasons." I looked in my Hebrew Bible, and there it was. He appointed the moon for moeds. So we're going to be talking this week about some eclipses of the moon that are coming up and to the sun, which could be giving us some signs of the times. That word moeds, so I'll show you someplace else that it's used and can help you a little bit with it. Daniel chapter 10, verse 1. "In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar, and the thing was true, but the time appointed was long." Here, rather than say seasons, the King James says the time appointed, and that's more like it. But the Hebrew word, or the Chaldean word, the Hebrew, I believe it is, either way, it's moed. The time appointed, the moed was long. The circle date on God's calendar is long. God's going to reveal things to Daniel, but it's the moed for it to happen. The appointed time, the fixed date for it to happen is a long way off. Daniel 10:14. "Now I am come to make you understand what shall befall thy people," the Jews, "in the end of days." King James says in the latter days. "In the end of days, for the vision is for many days." So he gave signs to Daniel that are going to happen to the Jewish people, prophecies that are moeds that God has circled on his calendar, which will come in our times. The End of Days is a book by Pincus Winston, who is a Jew. And he writes, "What do we mean by the end of days?" Because every time in the King James Bible, when it says latter days, it really is the end of days. So he says, "What do we mean by the end of days? Usually the expression refers only to the period of time just in advance of and including the arrival of the Mashiach. Here we will use the term to refer to the end of all the days, that is, all the days through the year 6000. After that begins the seventh day, the millennium." Now, the Jews know about, because Moses told them when he was up on the mountain with God, up in the heavens with God, he told to him, and it's in their oral tradition dating from Moses, that he had given to man a six-day work week, 1,000 years being a day and a day being 1,000 years, for he himself had worked 6 days and rested on the seventh. So Adam was given a six-day work week to be followed by a Shabbat of days, 1,000 years. Now, we know that Satan came in, deceived Adam, and Adam turned over the authority on the earth to Satan. Satan is now called the prince of the powers, or the authorities of the air. But that's coming to an end, bless the Lord. and there will be an end to this millennium, and it's called the end of days or the latter days. The Jews, now some people say to me, what year do the Jews say it is? 5370, 5700, 50 this and that. The Jews only began to number the years from the creation of Adam in the 12th century. This was in response to Christians dating time from the birth of Christ. No one is sure of the years since Adam, but we can tell from the signs around us that it is very close, and we do know that it's been 2,000 years since our Lord Jesus Christ. Moeds on God's redemptive calendar, the circle dates, oh, they tell us so much, and we're going to look at them this week. And we're also going to look at the moon and the sun eclipses. And we're going to notice that they are on moeds of God's calendar. Now, God has, and the Jews keep, two calendars. You need to know that as we understand this. They have a civic year and they have a sacred year. That's not so hard to understand. We have year that begins on January the 1st in the Gregorian calendar, and many businesses have a fiscal year that starts in July. So there are two calendars. The first one they had, which they had practiced from dating from Adam's creation, is their civic year. And their New Year's date on that year is the one we call Rosh Hashanah, the beginning or head of the year. The sacred year calendar was introduced to them, and this is the calendar of God's redemption. It was introduced to them at the Exodus from Egypt, Exodus chapter 12 and verse 1. When they were coming out of Egypt, the Lord said certain things to Moses that helps them now to mark off dates on their calendar, which is the calendar of redemption. God's calendar is the sacred calendar of the history of redemption. It foretells and sets forth his great plan of redemption, David Barron said. Colossians 2:17 tells us that this calendar is a shadow of what is to come. The body and the substance, and of course we could say the fulfilling of it, is the Christ or the Anointed One or the Messiah. So, we're going to have such fun looking at these things and seeing what time it is. You can get that free CD that I offered at the beginning. What time is it? You can go on billybrim.org and tell them you heard it on the radio, or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Say, I've been listening to Billy Brim on the radio, and I'd like to have the free CD, What Time Is It? This is Billy Brim inviting you to be with us the rest of this week as we look at what time is it? What moeds are coming up on God's redemptive calendar? And may I say the blessing to you in full meaning, Shalom, Shalom.